Hello and welcome to the Chingona Mindset Podcast. Here on Chingona Mindset, we will be focusing on that self-love, glow up, and all of that healing good stuff. I am here to share my own experiences and journeys. I kindly ask that you take whatever resonates and leave what doesn't. This is for our highest good and only for the highest of our good. I am here to share love and uplifting energy, and I thank you kindly for being here. And if you have not done so yet, please feel free to follow Chingona Mindset Podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And feel free to share this episode with a loved one if you feel like they will resonate as well. Once again, thank you for vibing with the Chingona Mindset Podcast. Let's get into it. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Chingona Mindset. I am here again. Yes, September 2nd, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a new month. We are feeling the new energy, the new moon, the new vibes. I feel like right now is a lot of the energy of taking action, and I'm going to really take advantage of that and run with it and reflect on it and feel it and embrace it, because I don't know about y'all, but I know that for me, I'm just really over living in the same cycles that I was allowing myself to live in the past. I am approaching a new chapter in my life. I am almost going to be 34 years old. My oldest son is approaching his adult life. He's about to be 18. And I really want to reflect. I really think that it's time for me to reflect on a extra deeper level and really practice some new strategies, new exercises, new experiences, because I think I've reached a point in my life where the past, the stories that I was okay with in the past are no longer okay with me. I don't sit well with it no more. I think a lot of us are going through evolution. We are changing, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I know sometimes change is very scary. Sometimes we don't want to change, and I'm saying this from experience, because this has happened to me. And I mean, I'm currently breaking the cycle of it too, so I'm not going to sit here and say that I fully am okay and I am accepting of change. I practice accepting change every day in my life. It's not the easiest thing. It's not the easiest thing to be okay with something happening the way that you're not used to it happening. That, I feel, is what I'm receiving today. That is what I feel like I am needing to practice most on today and really focus on embodying the change. There are so many different stories that I can sit here and say that I've told myself in the past, that I have experienced, and it's just like I'm done with all of that. I am ready to just move forward and live a freaking amazing, magical life. I know that my life is never gonna be like perfect, and that's okay. I think that that's one of the biggest things that we first need to come to acceptance of, is that we're not looking for perfect. We're just looking for new experiences that are going to make us love ourselves, that are going to make us bring happiness to ourselves, because no one else is in charge of our happiness. We are in charge of our own happiness. Our kids bring us happiness. Our husbands or spouses or partners bring us happiness. Our friends bring us happiness. But at the end of the day, that is short term. We have to focus on providing ourselves our own happiness so that way it can be a long-term relationship with the self-love, with the, you know, making that happiness happen without expecting it to be given to us, if that makes sense. We shouldn't want to receive happiness from other things or other people. We should be able to provide it for ourselves. And with that, there's a lot of times that we need to practice change in order to receive that, in order to feel the medicine, in order to feel the growth, to feel the healing. And I think it's a really beautiful time to do that right now. I really feel like at this day, on this day, there is a lot of movement going on. There's a lot of motion in the earth. There's a lot of motion on the planet. There's a lot of motion in the vibrations of humanity, humankind. And it's time. I just feel like there's no better time to really start making the shift right now and inviting yourself to do that deep reflection and to really dive in within yourself and heal those wounds and just move from those traumatic experiences and accept that they were learning experiences. And that is one of the hardest things to do. I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, it's easy. No, girl, like, no, but we're going to do this together. We're going to practice this together because we want to heal. We want to move forward. And whoever is listening to my podcast, whoever is here on this podcast and tunes in and takes the time of their day to listen to me do my thing, you're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. You're here to heal with me. You're here to learn to love yourself with me. You're here to, you know, grow. And I want that for you. I want that for you. I want that for me. I want that for my neighbors. I want that for my children. I want that for my spouse, for your partners, for whoever it is. I want that for everybody, you know? And I just really feel like it's time. And that's probably going to be the name of today's episode, because in reality, I'm sitting here and I'm like reflecting and all I keep hearing is like, it's time. It's time. It's time, bitch. Like, yeah, ponte las pilas. And I think that that's the energy that I really need to run with. And I just want to let that be. So with that, I feel like I'm going to close off today's episode with just inviting you to reflect on yourself, inviting you to open yourself to receiving the new change that is here for us, that is here for you, and remind you that it's time. And just leave you with that word, with those words, you know? And I wish you a beautiful day. I wish you a beautiful month, a beautiful new moon. I hope you embrace all of the new change that is approaching and that you release the old stories so that way you can make room for all of that new beautiful energy that's coming in. Alrighty, so I will let you guys go. Adios. Peace out.